I would probably not want to do something which I feel I could not sit down with my family and see. No, you know, man, very honestly, I didn't even know that the show was being made. None of us knew. I mean, we shot this film in 2019. You know? So, I don't think they were aware of us and we were aware of them. And like I've said before, if somebody feels they have a right to take a pot shot at me, you should know very well that I have that equal right to take one right back at you.
Koimoi.com.
Where, as an actor, where do you draw a line? That this is a big no for me. In any project, not just this.
Oh, nice question. I mean, it depends on the film. It depends on the story. It depends what your intention of making that film is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that goalpost changes with the subject of the film. But yes, there are certain things that I might not be comfortable doing at that point of time. Yeah. It all depends. But I think every actor does have certain boundaries that they're not comfortable crossing.
And if you can name those boundaries for you, say there's like a said, particular XYZ thing.
It depends from film to film. You know, like I said, it all depends how something is being portrayed, how it's going to be conveyed. I mean, if I had to do something which is extremely broad strokes, I would probably not want to do something which I feel I could not sit down with my family and see. In as general a way possible.
Talking about your social media presence, tell me, you reply often to people who say troll you or have some bad things to say. Do you think it's important to do that? To answer them?
No, it's not important. It's not important, but I mean, how much of important stuff happens on social media any which way? I think you have to have fun with it, you know? We have to learn to laugh at ourselves. You have to learn to take a joke. And like I've said before, if somebody feels they have a right to take a pot shot at me, you should know very well that I have that equal right to take one right back at you. So that's it, you know? I mean, you have to have fun with it. You can't take it serious.
So you don't let that get into your head, right?
No, please, not at all. If, you know, I think reality is far removed from what happens in the parallel universe of social media.
Point I saw a few of your interviews where people have been asking you continuously about the comparison. On the contrary, I want to know, was that even a thought on the set while you were making a film? I know you have shot way before the scam release, but tell me, was that even a thought on the table?
No, you know, man, very honestly, I didn't even know that the show was being made. None of us knew. I mean, we shot this film in 2019. I don't think they were aware of us and we were aware of them. Yeah. So, to answer your question.
When the comparisons reach you, how do you react to them? When the comparisons reach you, how do you react to them then?
Well, I'm flattered.
They're everywhere right now.
I'm flattered. I think if you think me comparable to the work that was done in Scam, I'm very, very flattered and I'm thankful. I think they did a fantastic job and it's very flattering for me.
Now tell me, what's more, what's ahead?
In terms of work?
In terms of work, yes.
Big Bull will release on the 8th of April on Disney Plus Hotstar. Yes. And I'm currently shooting in Agra for my movie Dasvi. I finished that end April. And then in May, I start shooting the next season of Breathe. I'll finish that and then I get into a movie that I've okayed with John and myself. So in terms of releases, I think you'll have obviously Big Bull on the 8th of April. Then soon after that, Bob Biswas, which I've already completed, will be ready for release. Followed by Dasvi, Breathe, and then John's film. Yeah.
That's an amazing lineup.
Well, thank you.
Koimoi.com.